The 16-8 method. Do you know what that is? Are there all kinds of strange thoughts racing through your head right now? Well, it might not be what you think. The 16-8 method is a way to do intermittent fasting. And you know, intermittent fasting is becoming increasingly popular, especially if you're looking to enhance your life and your health as you age. This fasting method is simple. It involves eating your daily meals within an 8-hour window and then fasting for the remaining 16 hours. It's a straightforward approach, and it's really great at promoting better health outcomes. This makes it a favorite choice of many people. All you have to do is skip breakfast, and you're going to have the 16-8 method. I'm sorry, breakfast is not the most important meal of the day. That's been proven over and over again. I think the cereal companies kind of did that to us. So it's actually a break fast, and I break my fast between noon and 2 o'clock, right in that range. So why does this matter for those of us that are getting a little older? Well, primarily, intermittent fasting changes how your body processes energy. As you fast, your body shifts from using glucose for energy to burning stored fats. This not only helps in reducing weight, but it also helps you maintain muscle mass. And that often deteriorates as we get older. The key here, after about 13 hours of fasting, which if you're doing the 16-8 method, you get 3 extra. It gives you a little extra in case you have to break it early. After 13 hours, our bodies enhance their fat-burning capabilities. Oh, how about that? Burning fat. Beyond weight management, there's other health benefits associated with intermittent fasting. Improved insulin sensitivity is a major one. This is particularly important as better insulin control helps manage and even prevents type 2 diabetes. This is how I got rid of mine, this and low carb. A significant health concern diabetes is, especially as you get older. Additionally, fasting has been shown to significantly reduce the body's inflammatory responses. Whoa, lower inflammation is beneficial because it decreases the risk of many chronic illnesses. Let me list them for you. Heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, and types of arthritis. Huh. This is party time. Intermittent fasting also helps in preserving muscle mass during the weight loss process. Many diets can cause muscle loss. That's undesirable because muscle strength and mobility are crucial as we age. Intermittent fasting differs because it promotes a higher ratio of fat loss while helping to maintain muscle mass. Furthermore, the 16-8 method is praised for its adaptability and ease of integration into your daily life. Unlike many diets that require continuous calorie counting or strict food restrictions, intermittent fasting focuses purely on the timing of meals. This makes it easier to maintain and adapt as a long-term lifestyle choice rather than that short-term quick-fix diet. At River's End, we believe in embracing aging with vitality and strength. Adding intermittent fasting into your routine can be a powerful way to enhance your health. Combine this with our practices of mindful movement, resistance stretching, and a focus on whole, nutritious foods that will amplify the benefits. Our approach is about optimizing the later years of your life, transforming those years into a period of growth rather than a period of decline. Now, if you're new to intermittent fasting or looking to revamp your health strategies, the 16-8 method presents a simple yet effective solution. It encourages a lifestyle shift that not only focuses on when you eat, but it also enhances your overall health and longevity. This method is particularly suitable for those who prefer a less intrusive approach to dieting while still achieving significant health improvements. So whether you're already health conscious or just beginning to think about better aging strategies, incorporating the 16-8 method of intermittent fasting can offer profound health benefits. This isn't just about changing how you eat. It's about transforming how you live, ensuring every year is lived to its fullest potential. It's how well we age, not how long we live. So we want to live a long, fit, healthy, happy life. And that's exactly it. We don't want to age poorly. We want to grow old with grace, dignity, power, and style. So take a look at 16-8 intermittent fasting. Test it. Test it for yourself. Like I always say, don't just do it blindly. Test it. Try it for a week or two or a month and see if it doesn't make significant changes in your health. Till I talk to you next time, move well, stay healthy, be happy. Let's find a passion. And with that passion, find a purpose in your life. That's one of the common threads among people that are 100 and over. They have a purpose. They never quit. Till we talk next time.